This is 91.9 KBCR. I'm David Fleming. Next, we hear from Catherine Alto, author of The Natural World of Winnie the Pooh, a walk through the forest that inspired The Hundred Acre Wood. She takes us literally and figuratively through that wood, and we spoke of the concept of doing nothing as a very important something for children.
I think that if you look at A.A. Milne's childhood, that one of the brilliant things his father and mother did is they gave them free time outdoors. His father said, keep out of doors as much as you can and see all you can of nature. She has the most wonderful exhibition, always open and always free. So I do think that the books are reminders to parents now that we need to be concerned about the children having structure and making sure, you know, homework's done and reading's done and so forth, but also that it's okay to let our children daydream outside, that they don't always have to be doing something, that doing an apparent nothing is really healthy for them, wondering and imagining and processing and, you know, watching the dew dripping off an apple in the fall or letting rain land on their faces if they want. So what if they get wet? They're going to remember that experience.
It's very important for kids, not just kids, for people to be able to be a Christopher Robin and wander the landscape, to have a space, whether it's something they created or just a nearby orchard that serves that purpose. I don't care how old a person may be. October 14th marks the 90th anniversary of the first of the Winnie the Pooh books. There were only four of these books. Why do you suppose they're still with us so strongly?
Gosh, I think there are lots of reasons for that. The first is that they're very well written, even though they're seemingly simple. So remember that A.A. Milne was a playwright and humorist. He could set a story, you know, they have an act one, act two, act three in each story, and there's a twist and turn in between each of the acts. There's a little bit of drama, and there's a bit of transformation. So we are really satisfied by that. The second thing is the illustrations are so sweet and so charming and so emotionally sensitive and just absolutely wonderful. We all remember having our own stuffed animals, and we remember that they were often our best friends and that we thought that they were real. It's not like we're trying to relive our childhood when we read the stories, but we're just remembering that fleeting time of life. If I get a letter from a 77-year-old, he's remembering the mother who used to read the stories, and it may have been her mother's first edition. And so there are these books that get passed down, and you can imagine the scent of the person reading them to you as each page is turned and different generations turn the pages. It's that linking with other generations. And I think the last thing is that they remind us now in this sort of digital age when there's so much concern about how do we negotiate that children want us to often spend more time, you know, hours a day on their phones and so forth, and how do we get them to care about the natural world. And I think the stories are reminders. They're sort of tender touchstones for our past, but it's also a way to look into the future and remind us of what our children can do in childhood and how wonderful and enriching it is to let them have expeditions on their own without us around. So, given what we have in the U.S., if we have to get into a car and go to a state park or go to a city park or, you know, make it a habit every weekend or every month to go out and show our children whatever landscape we have, let them make discoveries, have, you know, give them binoculars, give them a little notebook and a backpack, and let them plan an itinerary. It's all really important for their development and in the long term for them to become stewards as well of our natural world.
That's Catherine Alto, author of The Natural World of Winnie the Pooh, a walk through the forest that inspired The Hundred Acre Wood. More with Alto, along with Warren Zanes and his recent biography of Tom Petty. That's on the next KVC Arts, tonight at 7 and Sunday night at 6. I'm David Fleming.